From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you are a NASCAR fan and you don't have a race to watch, you can now visit the official shrine to the sport, the new Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. And this weekend, the NASCAR Hall of Fame will induct its first class. Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports.
Kannapolis, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte, is a racing town. Even a major road through the city, Highway 3, has a racing tie. It's named after Kannapolis native Dale Earnhardt, who drove the number 3 car. The Loading Dock Cafe sits next to the highway. Inside, Kathy Horn is preparing for the lunch rush. She takes a minute to remember Earnhardt, who she sat next to in high school English class.
I mean, he just sat there in the back, and he'd get me in trouble sometimes with the teacher, because the teacher would always look back and ask, if, you know, and say, "Are you talking back there?" I said, "No, ma'am." I said, he's making motor sounds again.
Horn says it was pretty obvious that cars, and not the three R's, were in Earnhardt's blood.
When he turned 16 and the day he quit school, he looked up and told everybody bye. He said, you know, he was out of there.
Dale Earnhardt would go on to reach legendary status in NASCAR. Before he was killed 9 years ago in an accident at the Daytona 500, Earnhardt had amassed 76 wins and 7 championships. And now he's one of 5 NASCAR superstars to be inducted into the sport's new Hall of Fame.
They are the DNA of a legend, the building blocks of a Hall of Fame.
Earnhardt, along with Richard Petty, Junior Johnson, as well as Bill France Sr. and Bill France Jr., make up this year's class of inductees. Petty has the most wins in NASCAR history. Johnson is a moonshine bootlegger turned driver turned team owner. Bill France Sr. started NASCAR 62 years ago, and his son, Bill France Jr., led the sport's transformation from regional to national sport. Only 2 of these men, Petty and Johnson, are still alive. Richard Petty says his selection has brought forth a flood of memories.
People asked you about, do you remember going to this, or do you remember something happened there? And it just jogs your memory, like going through the museum. You see things, and it jogs your memory of some of the stuff that happened in 1950 or 1980 or wherever.
Without these guys, NASCAR wouldn't be what it is today.
Jay Saunders is a 38-year-old NASCAR fan from Indiana. He attended yesterday's unveiling of the 5 inductees' signatures at the hall's outdoor Walk of Fame.
If you know NASCAR, you know who these guys are and what they've done for the sport.
Photographers maneuver to capture this bit of NASCAR history, but make no mistake, the real attraction is what's inside the hall. Exhibits include a sweeping display of race cars in the main lobby, and as a tip of the cap to NASCAR's roots, there's an unlikely item on display, a moonshine still built by inductee Junior Johnson. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.